Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. has hit its debt limit. As NPR's David Gura reports, Yellen says the government is using what are called extraordinary measures to avoid default.
In a letter to congressional leadership, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen urged lawmakers to act promptly to raise the debt limit to protect the full faith and credit of the U.S. But so far, there isn't a clear path forward for Congress to do that. Some Republicans say they intend to use the debt limit as leverage to get spending cuts. The extraordinary measures the Treasury Department is now taking, including the suspension of investments in a government retirement fund, will only work for a few months, Yellen says, until early June. If there's no resolution by then, the U.S. would default on its debt, which would roil global markets and have huge economic ramifications. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
President Biden says he has no regrets when over his handling of government records found at his home and at a former office. Biden addressed the issue with reporters Thursday while touring storm-ravaged parts of California's Santa Cruz County.
We found a handful of documents were filed in the wrong place. We immediately turned them over to the archives of the Justice Department. We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
Former U.S. Attorney Robert Hur has been appointed to serve as special counsel to oversee the probe into the discovery of classified material. Russia says it has detained an American on espionage charges. The news apparently took the U.S. by surprise, and the State Department is looking into it. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Russia's Federal Security Services did not identify the individual, but says it arrested an American who was allegedly collecting intelligence on biological topics. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel says the U.S. is aware of what he calls unconfirmed reports of an investigation of an American in Russia.
Generally, the Russian Federation does not abide by its obligations to provide timely notification of the detention of U.S. citizens in Russia.
The Biden administration has negotiated two prisoner swaps with Russia, though that country has so far refused to swap a former Marine, Paul Whelan, who was accused of espionage. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is sending more military aid to Ukraine, including Stryker combat and Bradley fighting vehicles, as well as ammunition. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has met with his German counterpart in Berlin to discuss tank deliveries to Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is hoping that NATO leaders will come to an agreement on using tanks against Russia when the alliance meets again on Friday. This is NPR News. Florida's Education Department is blocking a new high school advanced placement course on African American studies. The department has not explained the decision in its notice to the College Board, which oversees AP classes. The move comes a year after Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation barring instruction that would make anyone feel bad about racism. The governor's budget office is urging state colleges to submit their budgets for programs on diversity, equity, and inclusion, as well as a law school curriculum called critical race theory. Dollar stores are the nation's fastest-growing food retailers. As NPR's Ping Wong reports, they've doubled their presence over the past decade.
People in America are spending more and more of their food budgets at dollar stores. The trend from 2008 to 2020 is especially strong in rural areas and among Black rural shoppers, who now spend more than one out of every 10 food dollars at the stores. The concern from a health perspective is that dollar stores don't usually stock the healthiest foods. Wenhui Feng at Tufts University is lead author on the study.
So they offer more consumer packaged goods, more shelf-stable items, less fresh produce or fresh meat.
Since 2008, the total number of grocery stores has declined, and superstores and dollar stores have filled the gaps. The findings are published in the American Journal of Public Health. Ping Huang, NPR News.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are higher, up 1% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.